My name is Matt Ryan, and we are joined on the phone right now. Always great catching up with Kelsey Mayne. Kelsey, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm fabulous. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Kelsey. Always great touching base and catching up with you. And it's an exciting time for you because you got brand new music out, a brand new one called All or Nothing. I love this one. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind it and how this one came to be.
So I wrote it with my good friend, Brett Cherokee, and he was basically picking my brain about my journey in the music industry, and we were both kind of related in how we've been doing this for a super long time, and he's been living in Nashville for 12 years now, and now he's also an artist himself and a fabulous songwriter, so he has cut with, like, Tucker Wetmore. He wrote Silverado Blue, is one of his new songs, and Blake Shelton, he wrote a song called Bible Verses, which won a bunch of awards and stuff. So he worked really closely with Eric Church now, so, like, he's definitely built his way up, but it's taken a while, as it does, and so we were just kind of, like, reflecting on our journeys, and so this song sounds like we're singing about someone, but we're actually, it's kind of like our little, like, love letter to the industry itself. So that's how it came to be. And then I asked him, I said, well, who produces your stuff? Because I love his stuff. And he says, well, I do most of it. And so because of that, I was like, well, would you do mine? Because, you wrote it with me. You know the vision. Yeah. And he said, well, I've never produced for anyone else, but we'll give it a shot. And he just smashed it right out of the park. So I could not be more happy with it. And we have, like, the best players on it in Nashville. So, like, they've played on everything. So it's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great song. It high energy. It sounds like that would be a really fun one to play live as well. And the music video for this one as well, high energy. How was that process for you? Where was that film? Was that back in Ontario as well?
Yeah, we filmed that one in Toronto. Okay. That's actually most of my regular band, my own drummer and guitarist and my bassist.
Yeah.
And then I called my good friend Jesse T to
I thought
fill in
you know what I
th-
I thought
parts.
That was Jesse T, but I didn't know. And I was like, "Oh, that looks a lot like her." And I did not think it was. I just thought it was somebody that looked like her. Okay, that's well, it's good to know.
There you know. Yeah, truth comes out.
No, it's a great music video. It's a great song. So congratulations on the release. Again, joined me now by Kelsey Mayne. Kelsey, what's the next little bit looking like for you? I know that you're kind of making your way to Nashville. You're going to be there for a little bit. What's the next little bit looking like for you here early parts of 2025? What's on the way from you? As you continue to promote this one, but I know there's a lot of exciting things, whether you can announce or not, that 25 is going to hold for you.
I'm heading to Nashville tomorrow, and I am staying there for a few weeks. I'm doing some recording and some writing. I'm working actually with quite a few people from Luke Combs' team. Nice. So that includes, like, his own producer, Chip Matthews, who reached out to me recently. So it's really cool.
Yeah.
And one of his songwriters too, Rob Snyder, who's been a good friend of mine for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that for a few weeks. I have to come back and I have to actually head out to Alberta and do Heartstrings and the Honky Tonks there on February 9th, and then and I might be doing a little, like, tour around there, so I'll try to stop by and see you in person, but we'll see what the weather allows.
No, absolutely. Kelsey, touring is like Alberta, Saskatchewan in, like, January, February, it could go well. It could also be very cold and unpleasant. It's hard. It's difficult. It's difficult to say.
I'm trying to mentally prepare myself.
Bring some warm clothes because, it could be decent, but it could also be very cold.
as someone from the Florida of Canada in Windsor, Ontario, it's going to be a big change for me. But I'm looking forward to experiencing the whole thing. You know.
Yes, absolutely. It's fingers crossed that it's cooperates while you're out this way. So it sounds like there's a lot of cool things, a lot of busy stuff for you in the next little bit. Have you played All or Nothing live yet? And how fun is that if you have played it live? Because that looks like that would be a really fun song to play live with a full band.
You know, I've played it at quite a few singer-songwriter rounds.
Okay,
But it's not the same because it needs the full band.
Fair enough,
I got to play it a few times with the full band at some festivals this past summer. The Calgary Stampede was probably the biggest one that we got to play it with a full band. And that was the coolest experience. I'll never forget it because it was a song that obviously no one had heard before because it was just released.
Right.
Just couple days ago. Looking out into the audience, I specifically remember this moment where these grown men were singing my song back to me and they had never heard it before, so by the second chorus they were singing along and it was just such a cool moment. So they were all singing the "if you want it, if you want it." So it was great.
Oh, that must be such an amazing, amazing experience and a super, super cool moment. Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, this one, it feels like that would be a really fun song to play live and to party along, hearing this one out in the crowd as well. Kelsey, I know there's a lot of exciting things on the way for you. So congratulations on the new release. It's always fantastic catching up and chatting with you. And hopefully we can catch up again very, very soon. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you.